Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mar and Imi Marasi Sheyichyu. And as we come closer to Purim, it'll be kedai to be ma'ayin in Yanni Maseches Megillah. And we're going to be learning from the Chidushim of Hagona Atzum Va'anoira, Rabbi Yoshua Leib Diskin, who was Gadol Shebed Chod Migdoli Gdoli Gdoli Doro. Doris Hachronim, Bigaonuso, and he wrote short Ha'aris in the Masechta, and kindly enough, there was a Rav named Rav Avram Moshe Levi Katznellenbeugen, who opened up his cryptic remarks, so helps us understand like they did for the Rugged Shaver, who also wrote very cryptically, so he did for the Heilige Maril Diskin. Not that the Rugged Shaver is any less highly, but they're both highly. So we'll begin the beginning of the Sefer. First, he brings some notes from Hagaon Rabbi Binyamin Diskin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And that was the father of Yeshua Leib. So he said as follows, that it says in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, Maseches Megillah, that you read the Megillah, Yad Aleph, Yad Beis, Yad Gimel, Dalet, Hesvav, Lo Pachas V'lo Yoser. So he writes, Lo Chosh Hatana, Lahad Mefarish V'yotze B'shiyara, the Kari Merish Chodesh. They know Mar Kevin Yimatz Megillah B'yadala Tzarech Likros. Zeino, the Gam Mekfarim Kaimel and Diava B'yar B'yadala Tzarech Likros. Ayin the Kaman Yud Chesam Ar Aleph. Mikol Makom Yesh Lechalek U'Blam Pachi Lo Yishchicho. What does he mean? So we have to know the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says in Megillah, on Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, in Maseches Megillah, in the Yerushalmi, famous Yerushalmi, Tan B'Shem Reb Nosson, Kol HaChodesh Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah. The whole Chodesh you can read Megillah. Why is that my time? Of HaChodesh Anefach L'Miyogel L'Simcha. Because the whole month was transformed Miyogel L'Simcha. Ar Rechelbo V'Vavadat Chamisha Asar, Dam Rabbi Abo V'Shem Reb Leiz L'Yavor V'Lo Yavor. So you can't pass the 15th. Until the 15th, you can read the Megillah. So yeah, when it says the whole month, it means until the 15th. And so passes the Mechaber and Tafresh Pechas, Siv Zayin, and Mefarash Yosef Yishar, Beinom Watsa Begil, Hoicham, when a grain of Yud Gimel, Yud Beis, Yud Aleph, Yav Shal Hamtin, Adyom, Malo, Shemesh Kor, Afilm Tchil Sachoidish. You can go away on a boat trip, and there's no Megillah, you're not going to be able to take a Megillah with you. So either read it on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. And if you can't, then you can read it before. And Ramah says, Hachi Nog. Nevertheless, if you find the Megillah afterwards, then you should read from it. Even if you read in Yud Gimel, if you find the Megillah in Yud Dal, you should read. So, now that we have the halacha, you're allowed to read the Megillah already from the beginning of the month. What's pshat in the Mishnah? What do you mean, lo pachas v'lo yoser? No less and more, no more than the 11th, 12th, and 13th, 14th, and 15th. You can read it the whole month until the 15th. Hamafarish v'yotze b'shara. Somebody's going out to now. He's going to the desert. He's going to the. He's going on out to sea. He's not going to have the Megillah. He's allowed to read the whole month. So why does the Mishnah say that? That's what he writes. Lo chasha tana lo hadamefarish v'yotze b'shara. The Tana wasn't concerned with that shita. He didn't mention it. This shita of mefarish v'yotze b'shara. Somebody goes out that he reads already from Rosh Chodesh. Why not? Dein loymar kevin diyimatzim Megillah b'yadal tzarech likros. So. Maybe we can mechalik and say that Zman HaKfarim is Me'ikar Adin and Yotzim B'Sherah, that's not the time at all. And the Raya is is that when you find the Megillah at the right time and you get a Megillah. And if you read, if you got a Megillah on the 14th, you read on the 14th. So if you read on the 6th, and then you got a Megillah again on the 14th, you have to read again, so it's not the proper time. That's what he says. Then Lomer, maybe you're going to say, you shouldn't say, but maybe you'd want to say, it's not true, it's not a riot. But that's why the Tanya didn't mention it. Because the Gamak Farm commonly the Kfarm, we say the same thing. That if they happen to be in the city on the 14th, they have to read. So it must be that even though you have to read again when you read it in the Kfarim, the Tana mentioned that. If you read on the 11th, 12th, and 13th, and you're in the city, you read again on the 14th. So you can't say that's why you didn't mention reading it earlier than the 11th, because you can read it again, because you have to read it again on the 14th. No, because on the 11th, 12th, and 13th, you also have to read it in certain instances again on the 14th. So, why doesn't he mention reading it before the 11th? From the 1st to the 10th, you can also read it. Are you going to have to read it again on the 14th if you're able to? Same thing applies to Kfarim. And Kfarim were mentioned by the Mishnah, the 11th, 12th, and 13th. They're in the city, they read on the 14th again. Say the same thing here. When we call Malkom Yesh Lechalik, so he doesn't say what the chilik is. He says the chilik between the Kfarim and the people reading before the 11th. There's a chilik reading 11th, 12th, and 13th, like the Mishnah says. The people in the villages read 11th, 12th, and 13th. There's a chilik between that and our case of reading before the 11th. So what's the chilik? So, Rav Moshe Gedalia Shlita suggested a chilik that a ben kfar, mashikari, kishim izdamin le'ir, b'yodala, that the ben kfar reads when he gets to the city on the 14th, it's midin b'nei ha'ir, ke'enti na'tifush menat zibor. So he's part of the tzibor, that's why he reads. Now let's create some Megillah, as much as Atifush Menat Tzibor. Mashenken, somebody who reads from Rosh Chodesh, he's on the Yotze B'Diavad. And Raya L'Dabra, how come in the Kfarim, how come if they don't have a nice minion in the Kfarim, on Yadalid, and someone knows how to read, how come they don't have to read it again? The answer is, and even though, why are we letting them read earlier? Because they're not Bikim. Since they're not Bikim, since they're not experts in reading, we allow them to read earlier. Like it says in Rashi, on the Mishnah, El Shakfar Makdim Liyam HaKnisa. So everything's included. So what is the Mishnah talking about? Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, says Rashi. El Shakfar Nosam Chom Rishus La'akdim Kriyas L'Yom HaKnisa Yom Sheni B'Shabbos Shilfnei Yud Aleph Yom HaMishi B'Shabbos Yom HaKnisa Shakfar Miskansin La'yoros L'Mishpat. So they're going in for the judgment. That's the Yom HaKnisa. And the Kfar Mar B'Kiyam Likros. And one of the B'nai has to read for them. So let's say they're back in their village and they have a minion and they have somebody who knows how to read. Why don't we make them read again? So it must be that they were Yotze. They're fine what they did the first time. Just if they happen to be in the city on the 14th, I'll tifrish minat sibor. So now that becomes the Iker Zman. Hashem Kain, when you read before the 11th, that's not Bechal the Iker Zman. Since that's Bechal not the Iker Zman, Chachamim said you have to read again. And since that's not the Iker Zman, it's not mentioned by the Mishnah. That's the first explanation of why it's not mentioned. Because it's not the proper time, really. Only from the 11th is the Iker Zman. And continues the Rabbi Yom Yom Diskin Zatzal. It's not common that the people are going to be Yotze B'Shar and not have a Megillah. Or Yotze to the Yam and not have a Megillah. So Mela wasn't mentioned. Since it's Lo Shchich, it wasn't mentioned. Rashi and Dibur Amaschil Ella Shekfar Makdim Le'em Akniso writes, Ein Bikim Likros. כפי שבתי דינים יושן רוס בייז והי, כתקנת עזרא, והכפרים אינם בקיאים ליקורס, צריך שיקרן עליהם אחד מבני העיר ולא צריך חומר לסך ולא ביום י"ד. They're already coming in on Monday and Thursday. So the rabbi said, you come in Monday and Thursday, that's enough. You don't have to come in again and you dial it. For the Turei Evan, I don't understand. It says enough. Hey, I'm going to add off. Hey, it's very good. I love Kosh Yishbo Sarabat Lonim, Pachas Mekana Reza Kfar. And your good is a Sarabat Lonim, 10 people who are just not doing anything. They're sitting and learning. Less than that is a village. If you time it, I can't say, Kfar, Mishin, the Bain, Layaris, the Mishbeiz, Vahey, my time to tell about Sarabat Lonim. Abayishba Beiz, Dinawain, Babeiz, and Tala Taimim. What's the unit of a sar batlanim or not a sar batlanim? That's going to be to determine whether it's a kfar or it's an ir. No, the Mishnah, what should determine whether it's a whether you're allowed to read the Omar Knesset or not, it shouldn't be whether it's a kfar or an ir, a sar batlanim, not a sar batlanim. There should be another determining factor, and that is, do you have a beis din or don't you have a beis din? Mishnah says, is an ear that you have to read on the 14th, is it has a sarbat lanim. Less than that is a kfar. They can read in the Yom HaKnisa. Yeah, but that shouldn't be time. What makes it an ear? 10 bat lanim. What does 10 bat lanim do with the price of rice in China? It should be dependent on whether there's a beis din or not. If there is a beis din in the city, then... And now that I read in the Yom HaKnisa. And if there's no Beis Din in the city, and they are allowed to read on Yom HaKnisa. Right? Because if you have a Beis Din in the city, then everybody's coming in. You're going to have a minion. You're going to have people, if somebody's going to know how to read. And if you don't have a Beis Din, then you're not going to have. So that should be the determining factor. And therefore, since you're not going to have a, you're not going to have a proper minion, you're not going to have people who know how to read. If there's no Beis Din. So, you're allowed to read in the Yom HaKnisa when you go into a place where there is a Beis Din. So it should be totally in Yesh Beis Din, Rain Beis Din, not a Sarbat Lanim. That's what he writes. Kratama to Revan, Lefiza Maitala Takanad Lakamana Sarbat Lanim. What does that have to do with Tanik Bat Lanim? Viktsas Yesh Laimar. So maybe we can say, Lefima the Kaimalan. So if Parakamad the Sanhedrin, the Yesh Ein, but Yud Beis, Yud Bat Lanim, excuse me, Ein Sarach Beis Din. Lefizeim yesh yud bat lanim yesh lam beis din atzmam and tzorach l'skanis l'mishpat v'ad lo tani kol shem bat beis din hanu din iro kol shi ri l'beis din din iro l'yesh la v'ad ein tzorach shi meizu ha beis din shabir shi yakdimu l'yom ha-knisa. So Rabbi Yom Diskin wants to be mitarit as follows, that it says in Sanhedrin haf yitzayin on the beis in the Mishnah where it says iro ri l'sanhedrin u'ksheish ba mea v'esrim. So Gemara says, "Mea v'esrim, mea v'detayu." What do you have to have 120 people in the city for? It says in the Mishnah, "How many people you have to have in the city?" And it's roi for a Sanhedrin katan of 23. You have to have 120. I said, "What's 120?" The cheshbon is as follows: Esrim v'shloisha can I get Sanhedrin katana? Shal shur shal esrim v'shloisha, and then you need three rows of 23. Who would sit in front of the Sanhedrin Ketana. Kedei lismoch mehem dayanim chadashim yet tzorech, like it says later on, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. So if you have 23, and then 3 times 23, what's 23 times 3? 20, 40, 60, 69. So 69 people sitting in front of them. And then the 23 in the Beis Din, in the Sanhedrin Ketana, in the Beis Din. So 69, 79, 89, 92. Haray Tishim Betarti. Ten people are batal mi melacha to be in shul, that should always be a minion. So you have 10 plus 92 is 102. And then it says shnei soifrim, shnei chazonim, shnei bali dinim, etc. So eventually the Gemara makes a cheshbon, we get up to 120. So, it emerges then that a city that doesn't have a Sar Batlanim doesn't have a Beis Din. Because in order to have a Beis Din of 23, you need a Sar Batlanim. And there are a Sar Batlanim, so then it's likely that there is a Beis Din. And they don't have to go anywhere else. And therefore it's told that in Kfar Basar Batlanim, it doesn't say Yesh Yesh Beis Din. Because there's no svara that if you have an ear shahayba based in, and they died, that they should be macked in the Yom HaKnisa because now there's no based in. And if it's a Sar Batlanim, because that's one of the reasons that we're mamed a based in. So the Asar Batlanim is essentially the condition for having a based in. And therefore it says Asar Batlanim. That's what he writes. The year chained by Yud Batlanim ain't Sarach Beis Din. Well, if he's a Im Yesh Yud Batlanim, Yesh Lam Beis Din La'atzmam. They have 10 Batlanim, they have a Beis Din, ain't Sarach Liskanis L'mishpat, they don't have to go anywhere else. So 10 Batlanim is assigned as a Beis Din there. Vadlo Tana Kol Shein Shabbat Beis Din. So why didn't it just say Beis Din? Hanu Denera Kol Shei Ru'uya Le'Beis Din Dir Ir Yesh La. Has to be royal Beis Din. So let's say you would have a city that's royal Beis Din, and punkt, the Beis Din dies. But it's still royal Beis Din. There's no svara that they should be makdim yom haknisa, because they're still going to have bikim there. And until now, it was royal Beis Din. And since it was royal Beis Din, so chances are they're Yud Batlanim there, and they can have a Bucky reading for them. So it really all depends that the commissioner made a talui in the Yud Batlanim. Because Yud Batlanim makes a real Beis Din. And even if there's no Beis Din, it doesn't say whether there's a Beis Din or not, because there doesn't have to be a Beis Din before. Well, because if they just had a Beis Din, the Beis Din died, but it's still royal based, and they still should be makdim the Yom HaKnisa. Why should they makdim the Yom HaKnisa? They have bikim there to read. Therefore, it says the Sar Batlanim, which is one of the reasons la hamadas based in bikfar. Okay, so we learned two shtikalach from the Heiliger of Binyamin Diskin, and Mirtz Hashem. In coming shiurim, we will see from the lights of Rabbi Yehoshua Leib. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.